Never have I ever. Let's play 312-981-7200. I always have a lot of fun with this one. This is a little game that we play here on the download on occasion, and we want to bring it here for the summer now that we've got some more space to play with. Why not, right? Last time we did it, there were some great ones. I remember the woman who called in, I forgot her name, but she said she never have I ever been in a movie theater. And then she said that she did. She went into the lobby to get popcorn to go, but she'd never actually gone into a movie.
That's weird.
It is weird. It's always like, that's what I love about this segment, as you kind of go, wow, just like with Mary right at the top where she's like, I've never had a car. Never have I ever had a car with automatic locks and windows.
You have to go into a movie theater to experience how much going to the movies is terrible and other people are awful.
So this could be anything from never, you know, like this is really a segment that is dedicated and designed really for, you know, that sort of piece of pop culture. It's a confessional segment. It's that piece of pop culture that everybody's talked about and you missed. You know, that happens so often with movies. Like I think of, like, just off the top of my head, I remember missing, we talked about at the beginning of the week. I missed all of the Harry Potter
movies.
I've never read the books. I don't know the movies. I tried to get into it, but I think it was opposite Lord of the Rings at the time. And I was like, nah, I'll take my hobbits, my orcs, a little bit more, a little bit more about the siren eye than I am about wizardry.
My wife, she's, I'm sure she's seen the Harry Potter movies, but also has read the books. And I know this because we're moving and those books are huge. So it's like, stop making fun of me for, you know, having Mike Singletary's calling the shots. I'm still hanging out of that. These Harry Potter books
is
are
Mike Singletary's
like,
calling the shots his autobiography?
I think so.
Is it really? Is he just like, and then this is a leadership. This is how you cross your eyes when it's third and one.
It came out like after the Super Bowl or something like that. But I mean, and those are they young adult books, the Harry Potter books?
Yeah, they're the most famous because I even remember when they came out, even when the movie came out, it was such a big deal to go and talk to kids who had read the books. Like, it was awesome to see. This was the quintessential, we're turning it into a movie. So yeah, they were a huge deal, especially like for kids in middle school at that time.
But I mean, I know plenty of adults that love them as well.
You got a lot of dweeb friends. No, of course there were a lot of adults that read it as well. I mean, I think my father-in-law, has like the whole collection. Mm-hmm. Read them all. I don't know. Anyway, I had never, ever seen Harry Potter until this weekend. Until they did the marathon, and now I'm like more confused than ever. I'm like, oh, you know, it's really interesting. In I think it's movie 3 or movie 4, The Prisoner of Azkaban, one of the main characters, who's, I think he's only in it for this movie, is the guy who played Knox Harrington, the video artist in Lebowski.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you remember the guy? Yeah. Like, who's this? It's Sandra from the Banali.
That's great.
Yeah. He's like grown up, and now he's like a Harry Potter professor. Yeah, so, all right, I digress. 312-981-7200, 217, I never have I ever been to Great America. That's a tough, I mean, I could see that. I would assume that that's, if you're not into roller coasters and maybe you don't have kids, I don't know why you'd go anywhere near that park. I every time I go, I'm like, I gotta take long deep breaths.
You don't like it? You don't like the roller coasters?
I don't mind the roller coasters, I guess. They may just make you nauseous, as James Comey. I'm mildly nauseous, like getting on the demon. I the whole experience of like having to wait in a long line and get in there and the experience being only 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I remember going as a kid, and it was, you know, like coming from the South Side, it was like a vacation day.
Yeah.
It was like we were psyched. We went to the Jewel and got our Coke can for the $10 off, put on my best Van Halen t-shirt, you know, so I'm looking cool around the park. And then like later on in life, you meet, you know, like people for like, you go to college and you meet people like me. Oh, I met a kid from Libertyville. Oh yeah, we used to go to Great America every day because we live 5 minutes away.
What?
And I was like, Oh man, that would have been the greatest.
One of those years, I got a season pass when I was 13. Got the pitcher and the whole bit.
Yeah.
And then I still don't think it worked out value wise for me. I don't think I went as many times as I thought I was going to go. But yeah, because I was pretty far away as well. But yeah. I don't know. When we were we went to SeaWorld when I was in San Diego, and they had a they've smartly started to transition that park into a roller coaster park, you know, because the whales just eat people, so they can't do that. Can't do that anymore. But so they're like, what do we make a whale roller coaster? Yay! I'll wait in line for it. But we waited in line. And it was hot. And you're just like, what am I doing? So I don't know. I can't. But I don't necessarily believe that one is like, oh, my God, I can't believe you've never been to Great America. But anyway, 312-981-7200, phone number. We're playing Never Have I Ever. Let's keep going here, and then we'll take a quick break. 224 says, never have I ever seen Grease or The Sound of Music. Wow. Those are like those that you're missing a lot of network TV. You know what I mean? Like you don't have to go. You really got to go out of your way to not get The Sound of Music just once, right?
Yeah, that's what is it? It's always on around
Easter,
Easter, Thanksgiving.
I think it's an Easter
thing.
Maybe it's Easter. Yeah, you really got to go out of your way. Grease too. I mean, I don't mean Grease 2 with Michelle Pfeiffer. I mean Grease TOO. That one was on all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny because that's the one movie. That's funny that they mentioned Grease because my son is playing Danny Zuko in the Grease play that's going to be on stage at the school.
Oh, that's a role.
It's a role, and it's a
starring role.
It's a starring role. Very excited about it. This is a good story. My uncle, his name is Guy Burrill. And Guy Burrill lives here in Chicago. He's a great actor. He used to be the joy of my day to wait for the Illinois Bell commercial, and he would pick up the phone in the Illinois Bell commercial, like, you know, when it would ring. Like, he was in commercials.
Yeah.
He had lines in movies, you know, and things like that. He was a Chicago actor.
Yeah.
And he was credited with being the first director of Grease when it was here in Chicago in the 60s at Kingston Mines. It was before the play went to Broadway, before the Broadway version became the movie. So, and his claim to fame, unfortunately, is that they didn't take him with from Chicago to Broadway, because that's what happens in that day, especially. We talked a little bit about that with Tracy Letts, the idea that they don't take the original people, and especially the directors, when they go to the bigger production. There's money's on the line. So anyway, I told my son that. I said, hey, you're going to be in Grease, which they have doctored up. I started to see the script. It's just like, you know, tell me more. Did you hold hands by the beach? Like, it's like everything you could possibly fourth grade it up. So they got rid of. They just sanitized it.
It's pretty racy.
Yeah, it is. I mean, even the play in Chicago is very racy. What they did to Broadway, they sanitized it. The movie, they sanitized it more. But you even got to go further, you know, for a fourth grade rendition. Anyway, I told him this. I told him the whole story of Uncle Guy. Right? So he goes to the teacher. You know, who's like, and he says to the teacher, hey, my uncle directed Grease and he's got to come watch it. The teacher's like, what? Oh, I don't know if I can handle it. Like, no, I'm like, well, first of all, I don't think he's coming to the play. I haven't asked him yet. And secondly, all right, slow your roll. Everyone, slow your roll. No one, this isn't Waiting for Guffman. We're not going to find ourselves on an off-Broadway rendition of the fourth grade Grease. So anyway, that's
great.
So now I got to call my Uncle Guy and be like, hey, you got to come.
You got to come
see this fourth grade version. And he'll be like, it's okay. It was okay. All right, we're playing Never Have I Ever, sort of. I kind of got off on a what it is. Never Have I Ever Seen Grease. We got a lot of texts that are coming in right now. 312-981-7200. We've got stuff to give away tonight. We'll give it away to our favorite Never Have I Ever here on the download. 312-981-7200. Stay with us. Playing Never Have I Ever here on the download. 312-981-7200. Got some good stuff, Pete. You're going to love it. We're giving away some prizes to the best ones tonight. And we got some good stuff. First off, 773 says, hey, I just saw your Uncle Guy. He said hello. Yeah. He said he asked about me. There you go. He also said that he's I mean, I'm not going to talk about his health. He texts me when his health situation. All right. I'm going to broadcast on WGN Radio. What's going on with Uncle Guy? All right. Let's see. 224 says, never have I ever been to a live rock star concert. Wow. So like a live, you just mean like a rock and roll concert?
Wow. So probably a bad week for that person a couple of weeks ago doing the Facebook thing. Couldn't come up with the 10 concerts.
Right. Which one is fake? Oh, they're all fake. All right, just saw. All right, you said that. 815s have never been to Las Vegas.
Ah.
That's true. I bet you that's pretty normal. I mean, it's expensive to go out to Las Vegas, and I don't think everybody and their brother goes there, right? Have you been to Las Vegas?
I have, yeah, and I'm not a gambler, but it's like kind of one of those things that each, I think it was for a bachelor party or something, you know, and you had to go out there and.
Yeah.
Kind of a rite of passage.
It was like you did the plot to the movie. What's the movie? Hangover.
Hangover?
Yeah. Sure. 630 says, as a 52-year-old, I regret never going to Old Chicago. Old Chicago? Is that like a theme park? Does he mean Old Chicago? What is that?
Yeah, that was the, it was an indoor theme park.
Yeah.
It was out in... I want to say Bolingbrook, perhaps.
Old Chicago. Is that what, are we barking up the right tree, 630? Is that what you mean by Old Chicago? I mean, I don't want to date myself as I'm 42.
Yeah.
The idea, yeah. As a 52-year-old, regret never going to Old Chicago.
I think it was an indoor amusement park.
Huh. Someone will tell us, yeah. 630 says, I never found out who or what Harambe was. That's pretty good, right? That is a good one. 224 says, I never have I ever finished Super Mario Brothers on Nintendo. Wow, that's going deep. I gotta say, I don't know if I ever finished it. I feel like that's a problem I have right now as well, because my son has Nintendo Wii, and he'll play a game, and I don't know if he plays it to completion, meaning I don't think it's to the end, to the last level. You know, I get to a certain point, he gets bored of it, and then we never hear of the game again. You know, I don't know. I think Zelda, like the Nintendo game of Zelda, like that was one that you needed to get to the end because it like just was a story that kept telling itself. But I feel like Super Mario Brothers would be like, nah. You know what? So I never got to fight Bowser. Big deal. 224 says, I've never seen a James Bond movie. Wow. I would be kind of with you, but my buddy Adam and my buddy Tommy made me watch one night, and I watched one of the Daniel Craig ones. It was pretty good. I forgot which one it was, but so it didn't really have that much of an impression. Let's go to the phones. Veronica, yes. Veronica.
Yes.
You want to play Never Have I Ever? Or you actually have an ever. You saw something. You saw the original Grease.
I did. And it was wonderful. Far superior to the movie. And the director in Kingston Mines was great, and the actors were great. But I did not care for the movie.
There you go. See, he'll love to hear that.
Yes.
Because
yeah.
I've heard that was a different type of show. I mean, totally. When it went to Broadway, they kind of made it a different story and everything. But
very
it was
true, very true. No, it was excellent. The director was great, and the actors were great.
All right.
That's all I wanted to say.
All right, Veronica, thanks for calling. I appreciate
You're
that.
Welcome.
I'll pass that on to Uncle Guy. Right? He's gonna love it. Be like, hey, we did a call-in game, and everyone wanted to talk about seeing your show. From 50 years ago. Let's go to Patrick. Patrick, what do you got, Patrick?
Hey, Justin, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. I just wanted to check in because you weren't sure about Old
Chicago.
Yeah,
right. You got Old Chicago info?
Yeah, well, yeah. It's an old amusement park from like the late 70s, early 80s,
okay,
and it was in Bolingbrook. It was an indoor amusement park.
Nice
and
job,
if
Pete.
I remember correctly, it had the world's first into a roller loop roller coaster.
Really?
It was actually called the Chicago Loop. Anybody else that was around at that time can verify that for me. I think it was the world's first one. I might be wrong about that. I remember going to it when I was in the third grade. I'll be 50 this year, and I went when I was in the third grade. And one of the biggest things about Old Chicago that people complained about was that they had a mall-type area that you went through before you got to the actual amusement park, and they never utilized the storefronts properly and weren't really generating enough revenue. Also, my sister who used to go there said the sailors from Great Lakes used to always get in the brawls. So that was another reason they shut it down. But, wow. Yeah, it was from back in the day. They still have the road to where it is. I live in Bolingbrook, uh-huh. And it's right off of 53 on Bolingbrook Drive, and there's a street called Old Chicago Drive. And if you go up that road, it's all, you know, warehouses now and a big car lot, like a car auction place now.
Awesome.
But, yeah.
Awesome, back Patrick. In the day. Man, you made my day. You made my day, Patrick. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, you're very welcome. Glad to be of service.
All right, there you go. We should give Patrick something, man. Maybe he would want to go see Mary Poppins. He seems like the kind of guy I'd want to go see Mary Poppins, right? 312-981-7200, the phone number. We'll take a quick break, and we will get Rob Martyr's news, and then we'll come back. We'll continue. Never Have I Ever on the download, 312-981-7200. Never Have I Ever. That's what we're playing tonight here on the download, 720 WGN, 312-981-7200, phone number. Got some good stuff, and also some great history lessons. The Old Chicago was awesome. Just, Pete, you were able to pull that out, and you were pretty accurate, but we're getting more that are telling us more and more about. Someone said they went and saw a Halloween show at Old Chicago, and Vincent Price was there. I know, right? I don't know how.
That's amazing.
It is. And I feel like I know a ton about Riverview. I feel like I know a lot about the history. But Old Chicago kind of gets passed up. I'm glad we got the WGN radio listeners to tell mm-hmm. us all about it. 708 says, I've never had soda pop in my whole life. What? That's healthy. You must be very healthy. I've never had tacos. I've never had Chinese food. I've never had a tomato. And I've never been on an airplane. This is like a riddle.
Wow.
It's like one of those riddles that, you know, like, you are a dog. Like, that's pretty crazy.
I've never eaten in Chinatown.
Mm.
Picked up, went through there, but I've never, like, went to a restaurant in Chinatown.
Yeah, I've been trying to think of that because I was trying to think of, like, is there a food-based I never for me? I've been pretty good. I've been a very adventurous eater in my life. You know, like, I have some friends who, like, you know, my buddy Sandy from Schadenfreude always be like, oh, I'll just have a ham sandwich. No mayo, no mustard, just ham and bread. I'm like, what's the matter with you, man? But, like, I remember this one time we did a story with Steve Dolinsky. I was an editor for him. And we were doing a story about a new sushi craze, a place in Old Town. This is years ago. And they would kill the fish in front of you. And they would quickly gut it. And then they would take the piece of meat and then they would, like, put it on a little sushi plate. And it would still be, like, kind of moving. And then you would eat it.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's adventurous eating.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever my son is like, I don't really want that, I'm like, let me tell you a story about
the sushi that was moving.
I ate a fish 5 seconds after it was killed. 815 says, I've never eaten a burger. What?
There's got to be.
Why? Is that because they're a vegetarian, maybe?
Yeah, I bet you now. Maybe they didn't get them when they were kids.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, they became vegetarian. Like a tomato, like I hated tomatoes when I was a kid. So then, you know, eventually you just like you.
Yeah. See. But tomatoes are in so many different foods.
Yeah.
You really have to go out of your way at some point to say, I don't like tomatoes, right?
Yeah.
It's one thing to say you don't like tomatoes, but to say you've never had a tomato means, yeah, you've never
like a
had
salad or
salad,
something.
Salad, a hamburger, a sandwich, tacos. I mean, tomatoes are in a lot of stuff.
I used to have tomato sandwiches. Speaking of ham sandwiches, Sandy, with the ham sandwich, I would have two pieces of my bachelor days. couple of 2 pieces of white bread, some Miracle Whip, a little salt, and some tomatoes.
Wow.
Toast up the white bread if I, you know, if I wasn't in a rush.
All right. There you go. Was there cheese on it or no?
No cheese.
So it's just a toasted tomato sandwich.
Yeah. Pretty good.
It's very bachelor living. Right. Miracle Whip and tomato. Really.
A little salt.
You found that aisle in the grocery store.
I bet you feel like you made the, like a restaurant started serving tomato sandwiches would be like the next hot thing.
Like a $26 thing. Yeah. 312 says, I'm 47 years old, born and raised in Chicago, never been to the Sears Tower Sky Deck. I feel like that's a good one.
Yeah.
I feel like even for me, I've been a couple of times, but it's kind of like, I feel like it's been generational. Like I was there when I was 14.
Right.
Maybe when I was 25. I was there when I was, you know, brought my son there when I was 40. You know, it's like, I feel like I've only been there 3 times in my life, but it's all like rite of passage. Like you had to do it.
I think, yeah, like we went as like on a field trip for school, like in, you know, 8th grade or something. I don't think I've been back since.
Yeah. Once you see it, you're kind of like, this is cool. All right. What's next?
We went to New York a few years ago, and I wanted to go to the Empire State Building. And I got into the just like the lobby area, and like fear just came over me, and I had to run out. I was like, I cannot go up there. Yeah.
Just like, do you still have that?
I do have a little bit of a fear of heights, yeah.
I think we all do, right? You get to a certain point, you get that feeling. You're like, it's too close to the edge.
But mm-hmm.
It's probably... That sounds like it's a little too much. You're just in the lobby. You didn't even go up the
elevator.
Yeah, it
didn't even go up the elevator.
All right, we got a lot of stuff here. Jan and Niles, she says she loves that tomato sandwich with Miracle Whip.
Am I right?
You open your own restaurant.
Yeah.
Right? That's good. 815, the one with the burger, says, no, I'm not vegetarian. I just don't like it.
Huh.
773 says Mary Lou Henner was in the original Grease at Kingston Mines.
Really?
Yeah, we should get her in. You know, maybe I can. I'll tell the teacher. Hey, Mary Lou Henner's going to come too. We're really going to watch. All right. I've never seen any money on the ground without picking it up. I've never seen money on the ground without picking it up.
Yeah.
All right. I've never. This is a good one. 847. Never have I ever seen a Star Wars movie. Love the old movies from the 40s.
Hmm.
And I'm not old. They made that.
Let's educate him. Today is May the 4th.
They
may have heard of May the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
That's a Star Wars reference.
Yeah. Well, I think, May the Force.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's Ben Kenobi. May the Force be with you, Luke. Yeah, that's all I got. 224 says, never have I ever put on water or snow skis. Okay.
Yeah.
Up until this winter... I had a never have I ever downhill skied. I think I might have done it when I was like in 7th or 8th grade or something and hated it in one thing. And I was like, I'm just going to hang out down here, which was very similar to what I did in Lake Geneva this winter. Like the same thing. I'm like, nah, I'm good here. I'm going to have this Sam Adams and hang out. I'm going to have this spotted cow. You guys do your thing. It's very similar. 630 says in response to the old Chicago, he says it was the first and world's largest indoor amusement park. Sadly, poor financial mismanagement led to its closing. Sounds like they didn't do our friend said on the phone. They didn't do a good job with the mall stores.
Mm-hmm.
They could have made that a merry-go-round or a Forever 21. They could have got some more money out of it.
Doesn't the Mall of America in Minneapolis have
an
amusement park inside?
Never have I ever been to the Mall of America. So
there you go.
All right, I still got a ton more. There's at least 30 more here. I love it. And we have to pick one for the bike to drive. I have a favorite, but we'll find out coming here. 312-981-7200. We'll take a break, come back, and we will finish this up. So get your Never Have I Evers in now, and I'm giving away a pair of tickets or complimentary registration for two riders to MB Bike to Drive, which is coming up on May 28th. Never. I'd say this is a successful game, Pete. You know, we always do it sort of occasionally here and there, but now that the Hawks are done for the year, you know, we've got more space in the show, and it gives us a chance to try it out. I like it. I can't speak for the listeners. I think that they seem to like at least the ones that are participating. We get a ton of responses to the Never Have I Ever. 312-981-7200. All right, let me rapid fire through these. You ready, Pete?
Yeah, let's do it.
312, I've never been to Navy Pier since they turned it into an amusement park. They used to have concerts there when it was abandoned back in the 80s. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're missing. I've always got the feeling from Navy Pier that you go once, you're like, all right, I saw it.
It's enough.
And they redid it. Now it's all sleek and silvery. So go there one more time and be like, all right.
New Ferris wheel. Yeah. Try it out.
Yeah, try out the new or look at it. You're good to go. All right. Never 740. Never have I ever seen Gone with the Wind. Ooh, Jay from Ohio. Yeah, that's like me when I say I've never seen Citizen Kane.
Yeah, there's so many movies that are blind spots.
Yeah. 708. Oh, all right. Never have I ever married the right man.
Aw.
Oh, that's tough. That's a hard one, man. That, you know, I had an idea of what I wanted for the number one, but that might be it. Never have I ever married the right man. Oh, that's a...
Or how many chances?
That's, yeah, there's a lot of questions, a lot of follow-up questions to that text, right? 312-981-7200. I saw Billy Squire in concert when Chicago Fest was at Navy Pier. That's 630 says. There you go. I can't get over that one. 815 says, never have I ever eaten ketchup, but I love tomatoes. Then you might like it, right?
Yeah.
724 gets kitschy, and they say, I never have I ever listened to the radio. All right, we get it. You're listening to the radio right now. 847 says, never have I ever had coffee in any form other than sip. I had a sip one time. Also, never used hair conditioner. I'm 38.
Oh, man.
I'm not a hair conditioner guy either, but I don't have any hair. But when I did, I wasn't a hair conditioner guy.
No one, when I go on vacation and I'm in a hotel, my hair is so conditioned, man. I am pumping that conditioner. Never any other time in the year, but I'm in a hotel, my hair is all conditioned.
If you bring that stuff back home, you'll never use it. You bring it home, you're like, oh, why did I bring this home? I don't condition at home. I only condition on the road. All right, keep going. Here we go. All right, let's see. I've got... We already did the Mary Lou Henner. all right. We did that. Okay, we've got to get through the... Okay, 312. I never have I ever seen any of the Godfather movies. I'm with you because when the HBO put that whole, they snipped together all of them to make one movie that was like 8 hours long.
Do you watch that?
That's the first time I've seen it. So I've never actually seen The Godfather in its real sort of iteration. I've only seen it sort of in that 8 hour weird form. So I think they took it out of place. So Godfather 2 was first and because of all that kind of
really?
Stuff. Yeah. So I've never seen the actual straight ahead Godfather. Never have I ever seen the Lord of the Rings movies.
Mm-hmm.
You should see those are good. I'm 64. Never have I tried smoking a cigarette. Larry. Greg Flam from the swap meet says there are Harambe-shaped Cheetos that sell for thousands of dollars. 708 says, never have I ever gotten to the end of the chapstick tube. Oh, we're getting there somewhere now. 815, never have I ever... until the last pickup truck, never have I ever owned an automatic transmission. 62 years old. 708 says, never have I ever liked Seth Rogen. That's so good. So good. All right, good. I think if I missed you tonight, there's a lot more, but we got to run. We can do it next. We'll do it next week. You know what? I got to give away. All right. So we're giving away a complimentary registration for two riders at MB Bike to Drive on Sunday, May 28th. Kick off the summer and enjoy almost 5 hours of car-free riding on Lakeshore Drive. Proceeds benefit the nonprofit Active Transportation Alliance. Register at mbbiketodrive.org. We got a pair to give away. I want to give it away to 708, who said, never have I ever married the right man.
Yes.
That's so, come on. There's so much in there. There's heartbreak. It's telling. It's honest. It's emotional. Maybe it's funny. Maybe the husband's sitting right next to you.
Take a friend of the bike to drive. You might meet another disappointing.
there's a lot of disappointment on the bike to drive, I guess. Yeah. Thanks for playing, everybody. A lot of fun tonight. Let's do it again next week, shall we? We're playing Never Have I Ever here on The Download.